This is Only We Matter Podcast. I'm Brandon.
I'm Jacqueline. Our desire is to bridge the gap between generations. Too often we segregate by age and lose the benefits of learning from one another.
Let's jump into today's conversation. So you recently got some news.
I did.
It's public. It's out in the world.
It
is. You are going to be a grandma.
Yes, and don't ever call me granny.
I feel like that's for great grandmas or something. Hey?
I know. It's got this real old connotation to it, and no disrespect to anybody who is called granny and loves
it. It's a respect title. It's just not respectfully yours yet.
It is not respectfully mine. And I'm like, I don't even know. I mean, we are so excited. We are over the moon that we're going to be grandparents. My baby is having a baby. Oh, my goodness. I tell you.
Sounds weird.
I know, right? even Bill and I were in the car shortly after we got the news, like a day or whatever. And we were driving somewhere and I said to him, we're going to be grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I know. I said, how do you feel? And he goes, outside of excitement, I don't know. And then we went through this walk of we're old.
Ooh.
Being a grandparent means old.
Interesting.
And so, you know, I think we're still working through that because, yes, if somebody your age, for example, Brandon, or younger, looks at Bill and I, they see somebody old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, it's, I don't take offense to it. When I was their age, I looked at people who were in their 50s and went, oh my goodness, I'll never be like them. They're so old. And yet here we are.
Here you are.
And we're that age and it's okay. Like it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we feel young at heart. And now I know truly what that means.
Mm-hmm.
When the older than us says, oh, but I just feel young at heart. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Have you seen the gray hair yet?
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm being so candid because this is very real for us.
Yeah. Yeah, see, for me, like, when I was a kid, I remember grandparents equals old. But when we started having kids, grandparents all of a sudden didn't mean old anymore.
Mm.
It meant another set of parents to help me along.
Nice.
Yeah. It meant support for me and adults that my kids can love and that want to spend time with them.
Mm.
And that's more what it meant to me than old now. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that we're working through it. We're working through what that means and how we're going to do that. And I know what I desire to have. Like, I know what I want. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it this morning. And, you know, I can hardly wait. Like, I actually was praying that our kids would live in close proximity to us so that we could love our grandbabies. So we could rock them. We can take them to the park. We can play basketball with them. So in each season, we get to be with them. And for the sole purpose of just loving on them and just really desiring them to see Jesus in a different set of grandparents. Because both they have, Lord willing, they'll have both sets of grandparents, and we're different grandparents for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get truth and they'll get love from that side, but they'll get it in a different way than what we will give. And to be okay with that. It's not a competition.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times with newlywed children, you know, it's this mind over matter, and it's taking it before God and saying, it's not a competition.
Right.
We are who we are. And what we bring to the table is different than the other set of parents. And to be okay with that.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same principle moving into being a grandparent, is that we're different. We are. We're just different grandparents than the other side. And it's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's no competition. Am I preaching to the choir? Just tell me. Like, stop me at any point.
Well, no, like, I was thinking when I was a kid, for example, like, I had both sets of grandparents fairly close by. And so the one grandma, though, was, like, literally a 2-minute walk over the hill to her place. And so, but she was a fair bit older than my other set of grandparents. Okay. And so our relationship was very different than, and then she passed away when I was, like, preteen or just turning to be a teenager or something. So, but it was very different, you know. She was a little English background lady who sat at her end of her table and drank tea lots and would go and, you know, take me to pick berries and stuff when I was a little kid. But then my other grandma was way more nurturing, more of a nurturing type of grandma. I mean, I liked going to both, but I loved going to my other grandmas even more, right? Because they was a little more nurturing, a little more, I don't know what it was totally, but they invested in my life a lot more, in particular. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just investment of time and quality time. And it's learning new human beings all over again, right? It's discovering these little ones and how you can pour into their lives.
Well, and they're not mine.
Yeah.
So,
but they're yours though as well.
They are, right? And that was like, that was just two thoughts. Like, one, thinking about that my offspring is having offspring, which is so cool that all of a sudden we've produced generational line.
Yeah.
Which is so, so cool. So then I think, I wonder how my parents felt when their kids were having kids. And I just wasn't privy to those types of conversations. And I just wasn't there. I didn't really care, in all honesty. Not that I didn't love, but I wasn't in that season, you know. And so now I'm here and I'm like, wow, like that is so, so super cool.
Yeah.
You know, just to be able to have that. And then thinking about what it is that I want to teach, like I can hardly wait for them to come and we have a parade in the house and we, you know, we fly a flag high as we march around with these little teeny weeny toddlers, you know, and we're we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me, or we're going to sing, you know, Raise the Banner High, or whatever I desire to teach them, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So what do you think your son and his wife, what do you think they expect from you as a grandparent?
Oh, it's such a great question, you know, because I'm actually, I do want to ask that probably when it gets a bit closer and it becomes a bit more real. Mm-hmm. But for sure, like I want to know what they expect from us as grandparents. Are they, am I a built-in babysitter? I don't know. I guess we would have to look at each situation as it arises. Because, I have my own life too.
Yeah.
And I still want a relationship with the parents.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. If that is what is needed, then great. We would be there for them. Mm-hmm. If they are like, you know what? I don't need you to take them, but I'm dying for a good meal. Would you be willing to bring a casserole once a week?
Yeah.
I don't know. Would I say yes? Most likely, because I would do anything for my children. Most likely I would.
Yeah.
And if I get to spend, I mean, I don't want to babysit every night because that's not realistic. But do I get like a once a week date with my grandbaby?
Right.
That's realistic. And that is exciting. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about me. It's like for them.
Yeah, totally.
You know,
that's what I realized for myself was like how important it is for me, for my kids to spend time with their grandparents.
Mm.
It's actually way more important than I ever thought I'd feel.
Mm.
And I had to catch myself feeling this so that I didn't put too much expectation on grandparents.
Right.
Because that would be my, that's what I found would be my tendency, is my expectation being super high of like involvement in their lives. And I'm like, oh, no. That's not realistic. They're not parents. They're grandparents and need to live into that role of influence. But so expectation was huge. And
I think that too, you know, and then you get to that level of spiritual teaching, biblical teaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like how much, if they come to my house, I'm going to tell them about Jesus.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, just know that's an expectation on my part. It's just because it is who we are.
It's weaved into your life, right? So they're
going to see it. They're going to see it, whether I actually sit down and teach them a lesson, which perhaps if they're homeschooled, perhaps we might have that joy. But it's about, let's thank Jesus for the ants, you know, because he created them too. And thanks for the mosquito. And just another reason, you know we're not in heaven yet is because of those mosquitoes. You know, like,
not in minus 51.
It's nuts.
That's the one thankful thing.
Oh my goodness. 51. That is crazy, the weather. And then bundling them up, right? Like, they're not going to come to us. I'm going to go to them, right? In minus 51 weather.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
baby
I doesn't
will.
Go outside.
Baby doesn't go outside. Yeah. Oh, I think it's so fun. And that's interesting about your perspective on what you were looking for in grandparents. And I really want to ask that. I want open communication. I want them to know that I will uphold their requests for in discipline measures to a degree in my home.
Right.
There's still just common foundational teaching, respect, politeness, and respect actually just covers everything. It's, you know, respect with furniture, respect with how you talk to me, respect with how you take care of the animals that are in my home. You know, it's just, it's a level of respect out of love.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm also going to be like, you're coming to grandma's house. So no sugar after 4, but you better. Right. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. But I was going to say,
That's what I thought grandmas would be, but no, that's the opposite. Guess who taught our children to eat ice cream first? It was grandma.
I was just going to say, are you kidding? No way. We are going for ice
Taking
cream tonight.
Advantage of it. Parents are like, no, what are you doing? Like, we didn't do this with our kids. We're doing it with yours.
Oh, thanks for listening to Only We Matter. I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon. You can find us on any podcast site and social media site mostly. So join the conversation.